Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Come on, ain't that hard. Right? Head up to the website, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll up. There's a lot going on the website. And, no, seriously, in all sincerity, there is a lot going on the website. And you need to be involved, you need to be engaged, you need to make sure that you've got the information you need to make these decisions. I talk to guys about this on a regular basis. You know, and part of the reason I say that, I don't know, I'm jumping right in the middle, I'll fix it in a minute. Part of the reason I say that is that watch what the people on the left do. You know, you hop on to Facebook or Twitter or any one of those places, and some of the stuff they're posting, it's the ideologue lines that they're getting from the party. We do it too. We shouldn't do it. There's no reason for it. Right? You're not winning any prizes doing it, that's for sure. But at least if you're fully aware, fully informed, and then you want to have a discussion with somebody, they're stuck. There's no way around it because you've got the facts and they don't. Right? I mean, just saying. Dan, I hope, you know, technology's been having a challenge lately. That's because we're here in North Venezuela. Yeah, you heard me. I love calling it that because it is that. We have brownouts here. We have full electrical, you know, electricity go bad. Out for hours sometimes at a time. Not every day, not every week, but when it happens, it happens. There's, you know, many people I know now buy generators. We're in America. We're in the United States de America. We shouldn't need generators. Not really, anyway, unless it's a natural disaster. And no, not caused by global cooling, warming, climate change. We got to come up with some kind of phrase for that, don't we? Don't you think? I think so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you are a business and you're trying to get your taxes done, do not send them in via paper. All right? These guys are so behind. You might be able to get your refund pretty quick, but you also get audited 5 years down the road because all of a sudden they just get truly, honestly, they just get around your paperwork. They're nuts. You have lawmakers that react after Manchin Schumer agree to reconciliation deal. Right? The Tennessee Senator Marshall Blackburn tweeted the Build Back Broke response. to a deal struck by Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Joe Manchin. Sure, they offered him something. It's how they do it. Republicans aren't pleased with the prospect of a revised version. You can't make it any better. It's a nightmare to begin with. They're not pleased with the prospect of a revived version of a Build Back Better after Senator Joe Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that they came to an agreement on the reconciliation package. Now, while some details of the package are still unclear, the whole package is going to be unclear. We're going to be able to tell who's getting what from who, though. That's for sure. Manchin said in a statement that the bill will contain a minimum 15% tax on companies worth more than $1 billion. We'll also have investments in energy, which include nuclear, renewables, and fossil fuels. Yeah, I got to see that. Where's the money going? Is it going to stay here? Go to a different country? I now propose and will vote for the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 rather than risking more inflation with trillions of dollars in new spending. No comment. All right. The Inflation Reduction Act. Great name. Not real, but a great name. I'm going to lower the cost of health insurance, prescription drugs, ensure our country invests in energy security and climate change solutions. President Biden, Leader Schumer, and Speaker Pelosi have committed to advance a suite of common sense permitting reforms this fall. Yeah. You know what? I want to see what it is. I don't trust you guys at all. And we're taxing, anyway you cut this, we're taxing Americans more. You want to keep taxing these billionaires? No problem. Go for it. See how it worked for California? A lot of them moved out of the state. Two senators said the bill would raise $739 billion in revenue by the IRS tax enforcement, closing the carried interest loophole, and establish a corporate minimum tax. Right? I mean, we talk. Maybe if I can get Dan on the phone tonight, we'll talk about this. How real could that be? We talked about who's paying what in taxes now. You don't really need enforcement. The majority of people are paying their taxes. Right? McConnell says that Democrats have already crushed American families with historic inflation. Now they want to pile on grant tax hikes that will hammer workers and kill thousands of American jobs. Hey, they seem to be on a roll. Leave alone. Let them bury themselves. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategy? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, just being part of the conversation, getting informed. You know, I always say that. I'm not joking. I'm serious. You got to get informed. If you don't get informed, I tell you, my personal experience, it's going to cost you. And there's no way around it. Right? So make sure you get the right information from the right people. And that's all I ever bring on is the right people in more ways than one. Dan Pella joins me, the tax man. You find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. I always appreciate his advice, the time he spends with us. Dan, thanks for being with us. I so much appreciate your time.
It's always my it's always my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. So listen, I don't know if you heard today, but Joey B. And Schumer cut a deal with Manchin and the Build Back Better, right?
And so what's the deal? Is he going to support the $4 trillion, or is he going to back off and show his frugality and only go along with $3 trillion?
It doesn't have the number in the article. The thing that caught my eye was the two senators said the bill would raise $739 billion in revenue by IRS tax enforcement. Right? Wow. Simply by closing the carried interest loophole and establishing a corporate minimum tax. Right.
Yeah, which of course is nonsense, because what they never do when they evaluate these things, Joe, is they never use what's called dynamic scoring. They always use static scoring. And the difference between dynamic and static scoring is this. Dynamic scoring takes into account behavioral changes that are brought about by tax law changes. Static scoring does not. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a tax rate of 10% and you raise X million dollars at 10%. Static scoring says, well, if we raise the tax rate to 100%, we're going to get all of the revenue that's out there in the income stream, assuming income is the base, we're going to get all of the revenue because now we've got a 100% tax rate. So therefore, we'll get 100% of the income. That's what static scoring says. Dynamic scoring says, well, if you have a 10% tax rate and you're collecting X dollars and you raise that rate to 100%, you're likely to get zero additional revenue because people will stop working. Nobody is going to work for 0% of their income, which is, and so this is where these leftists fail. Well, they fail for 150 different reasons, but this is one of them. Is they always look at this stuff through a static lens, thinking that people are going to continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, despite the fact that higher taxes penalize them for doing those things. All right, here's another perfect example. And this seems to baffle the left, but the numbers are consistent throughout history of the capital gains tax. When you lower capital gains tax rates, you raise or increase the amount of capital gains tax revenue that's collected. Why is that? When you have high capital gains rates, people don't want to sell their appreciated assets. They hold on to them, or they gift them, or they do other things with them besides selling them on the market. Now, when you reduce the capital gains rate from, let's say, just throw some numbers out, from let's say it's 20% down to 10%, well, now there's a good share of people that'll say, you know what, I'll take a 10% hit on this piece of property or my lake cabin or you know, whatever property it is. It doesn't make any difference. I'll take the 10% hit because I'd rather have the money to be able to go do something else with the money. And so now, not only do you raise revenue with lower rates, but also the added benefit is that the assets in the economy, the capital assets in the economy, become more efficient because now people make business decisions with what they're going to do with the assets instead of tax decisions. And people should always be making business decisions, Joe, never tax decisions to the extent that it's possible.
When I was reading through this earlier, the thing that amazed me was that they didn't realize that if they're raising money on people, on these businesses, again, the decision has to be made. You know, they forget about the R&D. They forget about their own taxes. They forget about replacing equipment, for the business owner. They think every nickel that they see that comes across into the guy's wallet at the end of the year or sitting in his bank is all his, and it doesn't work that way. And people can't seem to get those people in D.C. who've never owned a business can't seem to get that through their heads, can they?
Yeah, no, they don't get it. As a matter of fact, it's fascinating the way they look at those things. Of course, they got a language all their own, these people. I refer to these people, Joe, as tax theologians. Right? Well, what I mean by that is these are people that want to increase taxes as a religious principle. So they want to increase taxes for the sake of taxes, not because that there's some economic need, not because there's some, some constitutional need. They want to do it for the sake of doing it. And so the language of this philosophy is fascinating when you read it and you study it. And one of the phrases they use is they use the phrase tax expenditure. Now, you know, an expenditure is a cost that you have, right? So if you're in business and you've got an expenditure for utilities, that means you have to spend money on your utilities in order to provide the utilities for your business. That's an expenditure. The tax planners, the tax theologians in Washington, look at tax deductions as tax expenditures. All right, so in other words, they're spending money on taxes by allowing you to have a deduction for this expense or that expense. By them giving you the grace of a deduction, they are spending revenue that they are otherwise entitled to. So this, what this reveals is the attitude. The attitude is they think all the money belongs to them, and they're going to graciously expend some of it on you to allow you to pay certain bills. It's remarkable. It's remarkable.
The way they think, it's rich. The way they're talking about, one of the guys, I know you love to talk about economics, with Janet Powell, she says that she doesn't, I mean, he says he doesn't think that the U.S. economy is in a recession. You know, I mean, I don't know what, they must come out of the same room smoking the same stuff at the same time. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate approved a $280 billion bill to boost scientific research and the U.S. semiconductor industry, sending the legislation to the House, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised quick action. Fears of a recession rise as the United States waits a second quarter report on GDP. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the time has come for President Biden to take accountability.
The first step to fixing any kind of crisis is to first admit the crisis, admit the problem that he's created, and he won't do it. Joe Biden won't look the American people in the eye and admit that his programs have failed.
The Louisiana Republican speaking at a press conference on Wednesday. The Fed Reserve announces a 0.75 percentage point interest rate hike. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. Really, seriously. That's the only way we win this. It's the only way we do better than we're doing now is if you guys get engaged. And you engage the people around you, but get informed first. You know, it's not like a flaming, yeah, like they do. Okay? Dan Pilla joins me. He is the tax man, as far as I'm concerned, the tax man. You can find him at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. Grab any one of his books. And you can get a 15-minute consultation with them. I'll let Dan tell them about how they can get in touch with you. And if you're starting a business, you need to check this guy's books out first. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. The website is taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. And as you said, Joe, you buy any one of my books at any price point, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So get a book. Read through it, figure out what your questions are, set your time to talk to me, I'll walk you right through your questions. My latest book is called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide, and this is the book that is written based on 40 years of experience of litigating with the IRS on behalf of small businesses. So I take about 12 or 14, probably 15 of the most common problems that small businesses face dealing with the IRS. I show you how to avoid them in the first place and then solve them if you got them.
And then if you get into it, you step into it up to your knee, Dan can help you. I guarantee it, anyhow. And Dan, I tell everybody this story all the time. The thing that turned me on about you was in listening to your commercials, they're not the doom and gloom commercials, right? Before the IRS wipes out your bank account, takes your house and your first two born kids, you know, call me. That's not your commercial.
Right.
And that's what I love about
it. No, it's not. My philosophy has been for decades, Joe. As I said, I've been at this over 40 years. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. I don't care what kind of a problem you have. I don't care how long you've had the problem. I don't care what you try to do to fix the problem. I don't care who's told you you can't fix the problem. There is no such thing as a hopeless tax case. There's always a way to resolve it.
Well, Dan, you know, you and I have talked about this stuff in the past, and you know, you keep telling me that you're an economic expert, and you know a lot about the economy, and yet, you know, I'm reading stuff here that's just confusing me to no end, which is why I want you to talk to us here. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday that the U.S. economy is not in a recession, despite the growing fears. He said, you can't be, right, husband, you can't be in a recession and have a strong labor market. And then right behind him, on his heels, I'll let you know both of this at one time, because I know you can handle it. The Biden's one of Biden's top economic advisors, Jared Bernstein, he feels that a 70-cent reduction in gas prices, $4.30 a gallon, is great.
Well, great by whose standards? You know, let's just work backwards with the question, the gas prices. You know, the gas prices, Joe, affect every single product and probably service in the marketplace. And gas prices have done, sure, okay, great, it's down. Gas is down 70 cents from its peak. That's wonderful. State of Minnesota, I filled up, I think it was last night, for about $4.20 a gallon. Which is the cheapest it's been all summer long. And okay, that's fine. But it's still twice as much as it should be. And that means that it affects every other product, at least every product, if not every product and service in the marketplace, because everything that happens in our economy is based on energy. Everything is based on energy. And even if it's not gasoline, could be diesel oil, could be natural gas, could be fuel oil. I mean, just go down the list of all of these things that drive our economy. And when those prices skyrocket, everything else goes with it. You know, we don't see any reports that food prices are down by 70 cents. We don't see any reports that real estate, the real estate market is regaining some sanity here. These things continue to go up. And I don't know if skyrocket is the right price, but the prices are going up, and they're going up. And frankly, Joe, I don't see any reason to believe that they're going to stop, particularly when we've got another $3 to $4 trillion that they're about to pump into the economy with the Build Back Better plan. And you know, they're going to do that by essentially printing money. The Federal Reserve is going to print money, pump it into the economy, and that's just, it can only drive prices higher. It's all it can do.
Oh, amazing to me. And then deal with the other part of that, where we're being told now we're really not in a recession because of the strong labor market. But what does that really mean, a strong labor market?
Typically speaking, when you got high employment, or the opposite of that, low unemployment, you got people out there producing, right? You got people out there earning. Productivity generally goes up. Prices generally go down. And that creates a stronger economy. It creates more disposable income. And it creates more activity. Okay, that's fine. From one angle, you could say we have a strong labor market because there's not enough people out there working. But the reality, Joe, is that we've got an understaffed labor market. All right, we've got signs on every door. There's a sign in every window of every business in America saying we need help. We need help. When businesses are understaffed, they can't run at their highest productive level. Therefore, there isn't necessarily more productivity being pumped into the marketplace. And so, therefore, there isn't necessarily the growth that you would otherwise have with a proper equilibrium that's taking place in the marketplace. By equilibrium, I'm talking about balance between the labor needs and the labor pool, the availability of people to fill those needs. We've got labor needs that are over the top right now, and people are not willing to work. People will not go back to work. And why should they, when many of them are still getting paid by the government to stay home? And with Build Back Better, they're going to get paid more to stay home. So people just aren't willing to work. So it's not accurate to say we got a strong labor market. And plus, the fact is, you know, if you got two quarters of negative growth, I mean, that by definition is a recession, isn't it?
I think they're redoing everything, really, Dan. They're redoing biology, they're redoing dictionaries, they're redoing the English language. I mean, we are truly having the total reset that Hillary Clinton wanted years ago. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned the vocabulary. I understand, I haven't verified this with my own eyes. Maybe you have, but I understand that Webster's Dictionary has now redefined woman.
Oh, come on. Really?
I can't say that for certain, but I did hear some rumblings about that. We'd have to go to the Google machine to check that out and see if it's in fact true. Because if it's on the Internet, Joe, it's got to be true.
Yeah, oh, that's right, too.
They got a rule. You know, there's a rule for that.
You can't lie on the Internet. Unless it's our lie, in which case it's a lie.
Yeah. No, you can't lie on the Internet. Everybody knows that. So we'd have to check that out. But that is the reset, and we're seeing it every place. And they simply want to redefine reality to meet their own worldview.
Yeah, I went to my favorite Italian joint on the way home and got myself a nice meatball sub. But when I walked in, there's a big sign that says, "Please bear with us today. We're short staffed."
Yeah, so there you go.
Right.
So I started looking around on the way home. There's a bunch of places to have to sign up.
You know.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I hear ads on the radio, Joe, of companies soliciting workers and willing to pay them a doggone signing bonus like they're Major League Baseball players. It's I've never seen anything like it. But now let's look at that microcosm of what you just described. We got this little restaurant here. Please bear with us. We're understaffed. That means, by definition, they can't be as productive as they otherwise would be.
That's right.
They can't serve as many people. They can't make as many meatball sandwiches. They can't pour as many glasses of beer as they otherwise might do. And so, therefore, they're not as productive as they could be. And so, we got a strong labor market. Well, okay, we got a strong labor market compared to the need. That's true. That the need is out there. But as I said already, companies are understaffed, and therefore they cannot produce at their highest level.
Again, if there's no recession, why are we raising interest rates? You know, it's just amazing to watch these guys work.
That's a little bit of a different question there. The interest rates are going up. You know, they want to raise the interest rates specifically to slow down the inflation because inflation, Joe, always and everywhere is an increase in the purchasing power that's available in the marketplace where there's no relative increase in productivity. By raising inflation, you slow that down. When we come back from break, we can talk about that tomorrow.
All right, we're going to talk about more on the other side of the break. We're also going to talk S versus C Corp. There's some questions for my expert here. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring Dan Pilla on. I always appreciate his time with me. Dan Pilla is the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Look, he's got a newsletter that comes out. You can check his articles. A lot of good stuff on the website, including some great books and what have you. You know, Dan, we were talking about gas and stuff, and I was thinking, I take the IRS approach to filling up my tank now. I'm afraid to go to the gas station because I really don't know what's going to end up costing me. You know?
I mean, the only thing more scary than getting a letter from the IRS is filling your gas tank.
You're pulling and you're going, I don't even want to look at the pump. I'll just put the card in, I'll look away, and we'll see what happens. Yeah. All right.
I saw one of those little Biden did this to me stickers on my gas time on the fuel pump at the gas station last night when I filled up my Jeep. I had to laugh. Of course, I've read about those, but I never actually saw one, Joe.
Well, they're all over the place in California.
The gas pumps stuck on the the fuel pump. That was funny.
This is a Democrat state, and they're all over the place on the gas pumps everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a question from somebody who said, "Hey, I just started a corporation. My attorney looked at me and said, S or C Corp? I don't even know what those are. Which one should I go and why?" And
so the attorney is asking the client whether he should be an S Corp or a C Corp, instead of the attorney advising the client on the merits of an S Corp or a C Corp.
Yeah, he told him that it was his choice.
I'll tell you something. That is, Joe, that's not unusual.
We're
laughing about it, but it happens way too often that you know, a CPA or an attorney will go online and they just do the simple fill in the blank form for the Secretary of State, and you know, 15 minutes and $50 later you're a corporation. And now how do you treat it for tax purposes? Because you don't elect the S Corp or C Corp status with the Secretary of State. That's something that's got to be done with the IRS. And the problem is too many of these people don't know the difference. And I'll tell you this, I've got a chapter in my book, Dan Pillow's Small Business Tax Guide, that goes through each and every one of the eight different entities that a business could elect to operate under. Sole proprietorship, partnership, S Corp, C Corp, LLC, the qualified joint venture. That's six of my, the other two are escaping me. Anyway, they're in the book. There's eight different ones, and I show you the pros and cons of each one. Now, I will say this. Without knowing more about this guy's situation, I would never adopt a C Corp status for a new business that's just starting out. If for no other reason, Joe, C corporations are subject to double taxation. What that means is the corporate profit is subject, so the corporation has to file a tax return, report its income and expenses, and then to the extent that it has profit, it pays a corporation tax. Then when the corporation distributes that profit to the shareholder, that is the owner of the corporation, then that shareholder has to report that income on his tax return, and then he pays the tax. So the corporate profit is taxed twice for a C corporation. You never want to do that, at least on the front end. There's reasons to have a C corp, but they almost don't ever apply to small businesses. Now, in the case of an S corporation, that's a flow through. What that means is the S corporation does not pay taxes. An S corporation files its corporation tax return. It reports the income and the expenses on the tax return. And then there's a net profit. So let's just say, Joe, you and I are partners in a in an S corporation. And let's just hypothetically say the profit is $50,000. In a C corp, the corporation would pay tax on that 50 grand, then distribute what's left to the shareholders, and then we would pay tax based on our distribution. In the case of an S corporation, the corporation reports the $50,000 of expense, of profit, and then what happens is you and I split that profit 50-50, and we each claim our share of that income on our tax return, and so it's only taxed one time. All right, so that is the advantage of an S corporation. It's a huge advantage from the standpoint of monetary compliance, because you're not taxed twice.
Well, that's the best part of it all. Just, hey, you don't pay twice on the money you made. Go with an S corp.
Yeah, go with an S corp. Now, again, there's reasons to have a C corp, but I can't imagine what those are for a small business just starting out. I can't imagine why you'd opt for C corp status.
Well, let me ask you a question. First of all, could you move a corporation from S to C later on down the road, and you have to dissolve it and restart it?
No. You can change its status because the corporation, the existence of the corporation is controlled by state law. Once that corporation is created under state law and maintained under state law, then it is a viable entity until it's dissolved under state law. How it's taxed is a matter of federal tax law. So you can change a corporation's tax status from S to C or vice versa, but it can be troublesome and cumbersome to do that. So what I would do is I would make an S election. You have to make an election to be treated as an S corporation. Otherwise, the default treatment for a corporation is a C corp. And most people find this out the hard way, Joe, because they didn't know they had to make an election, and they weren't aware of the form that had to be used to make the election. So they end up, they wake up one day to find out that they owe 3 years worth of corporate taxes to the IRS, and they can't figure out why. So here's the S election form. It's form 2553. 2553 is an election to be treated as an S corporation. Now, only certain corporations can be an S corporation, but I can tell you this, if you're starting out in business, you're a one-person corporation, you're the only owner, even if you got two or three other shareholders, you're going to qualify for S status. But the instructions for the form 2553 lay out who can qualify for an S corporation. As long as you meet the qualifications, you can be an S corp. And then you submit that form to the IRS, and there's a timing issue that's explained in the regulations. I think it's 75 days from the date the corporation is created. You make your S election, and now you're an S corporation. And now by virtue, Joe, by virtue of filing one simple form, you're not subject to double taxation.
Okay. That's form 2553, right?
That's right. 2553.
Okay. And they can get it plain simple English, right? Any if he's listening, actually, but he should probably have a CPA do it, shouldn't he?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty simple form, but a CPA can do it for sure. But let's get back to the original premise of the question, which I find remarkable. How does a lawyer who creates a corporation not explain this to his client? What did it take me 2.5 minutes to explain this? It's astonishing.
I giggle too. I giggle too with it. You know, I thought it was funny. I figured all your questions get answered for the amount of money you pay these guys to do this. It would be a slam dunk. You know,
what you think?
All right,
but here's an example, Joe. Here's an example of why I wrote the book, The Small Business Tax Guide. Because these are the kinds of questions, or I should say kinds of circumstances, that get people in trouble because they don't even know what questions to ask.
That's right. That's a good point. You know, people don't know the questions to ask, you know. I'd be looking at the guy going, so how do I pay the least amount in taxes? That's what I want.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
That's the only care I want. All right. Here's one. Get your notepad out, okay?
Okay.
How do you minimize the tax impact on a recipient of an IRA that transfers on death? Do you start cashing out before death, so the original IRA owner pays taxes? If the recipient is under the age 65, what is the tax impact to take withdrawals prior to the age 65?
Well, first of all, 65 is not the magic number. The magic number is 59 and a half. All right, so if you're at least 59 and a half years of age, you can start drawing money out of your retirement account, IRA or 401k, and not have to pay the early withdrawal penalty, right? Every other distribution from a regular IRA goes into your ordinary income. It's treated as ordinary income. So if you take, let's just say you take 20 grand out of your IRA in a particular year, that $20,000 goes down on your tax return as income, and you pay the tax on the income along with the rest of your income if you have any other income, all right? So what you avoid by drawing it out after you're 59 and a half is you avoid the withdrawal penalty, the early withdrawal penalty. So age 65 is not the magic number. 59 and a half is. Now, as far as whether you should take the money or not take the money, that's a question you need to sit down with your financial advisor and go through. How much are you getting from Social Security? Do you still have wage income? Do you have other pension income? How much are you going to have to take from the IRA? All these questions have to come into consideration, because one of the biggest issues, Bill, is that you might end up in a situation where your Social Security income is subject to taxation if your other income is at a certain level. Now, I don't have the charts in front of me, so I can't tell you what the levels are. But at some point, let me just give you a rough number here, okay? Understand, listeners, that this is just a rough number off the top of my head. Approximately $45,000 worth of other income, right, wage income or other pension income or some such thing, is going to subject your Social Security, if you're married filing jointly, is going to subject your Social Security to taxation. All right. If you're under that, generally speaking, your Social Security is not subject to taxation. The numbers are different for married filing jointly, married filing separately, widow, all these various tax brackets. The numbers are all over the lot. But your financial planner can walk you through that stuff.
You're up on time. Always appreciate it. Always have a lot of fun with you, Dan. You actually make the IRS palatable. Anyhow, Joe Mussini, your host. Head over to taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan, God bless. Keep up the good work. I really appreciate
thank,
what you do.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. I got a lot more to talk about.